A thing that we're going to be doing every Monday here on Monday Breakfast with Carl and Catherine is having a feature artist. And this morning, that's Magdalia, who released a fantastic new song. It's called Fault Lines, and we'll play it for you a little bit later on. But she's an independent singer-songwriter living on the edge with her new single, Fault Lines. And it explores a relationship doomed by different directions and the burden of the world. It's great to be able to welcome her on the line this morning. Good morning, Magdalia.
Hi.
Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, no, we are so thrilled to have you because, first of all, congratulations on the song. It's fabulous.
Thank you so much.
Now, it was released in December, so it's been out a couple of weeks now. How's it been received so far? You must just be thrilled.
I'm so thrilled. This has probably been my best reception so far. My friends, my family really seem to love it, and I'm just super excited about it.
Oh, I don't blame you. It's, as I said, really, really good stuff. Also, your music, it's reminiscent, I think anyway, of Florence and the Machine, maybe a bit of Taylor Swift as well. Can you talk us through your approach as an artist and your style?
Yeah, so those two are definitely some of my favourites. Ironically, with this song, I actually don't really remember writing it. It kind of just happened. But normally, with my music, I generally tend to write just over the piano with some chords and then produce afterwards. But my approach is generally with lyrics. I really want to make sure that I'm connecting with a story or just what's on my mind at the time.
So how do you come up with the lyrics? Is there particular things that inspire you for a song when you're writing one? Or is it just like spur of the moment thing, oh, this is coming to me right now, I think this sounds good?
Well, it depends on the song. Obviously with this one, I don't remember writing it, so I actually have no idea what inspired it at the time. But usually it's a spur of the moment. Oh, I've got an idea and, I've got to write that down.
And tell us what it was like recording it at the Ginger Studios.
Oh, it was really great. So James Lloyd Wyatt, he recorded it for me. I think he's actually changed the name of the studio, to be honest. Yeah, it's such a beautiful studio. It's in Melbourne, and he's just amazing at what he does.
Oh, you can absolutely tell you guys work so well together. Also, I'm just having a look at your bio here as well. Now, obviously, lyrics are something that you are very, very strong at, listening to this song alone. But you actually qualified as well for the grand final of the 2023 Listen Up Songwriting Prize. When it comes to your career going forward, obviously you're making your own music, but is writing music for artists as well something on the horizon for you?
Definitely. That's something that I want to focus on this year, is collaborating with other artists and writing for other musicians. The Listen Up Songwriting Prize was such an amazing experience. I got to meet so many cool people and I got to go to Sydney, which was awesome. So, yeah, it was probably the biggest highlight of my career so far.
Oh, I can imagine. And in terms of just collaborating with other artists, like, I mean, you've been in the scene for a little while now. How have you found it? Is it as collaborative as what we're hearing?
Definitely. I think, like, when I first entered the music industry, I was a bit nervous about collaborating with people or reaching out to people. But generally, people are so receptive and just so kind. So, yeah, I definitely think it's super collaborative. And I think it's getting more so now that COVID's over.
Fantastic. Hey, Magdalia, thanks so much for jumping on the line and having a chat to us this morning. It's a great song, and we've got the live version you did at the Big House Arts. Would you do us the honour of introducing it for us?
Sure. This is Fault Lines, and I'm Magdalia. Thanks for having a listen.